IBC, August 21st, 2005. Hello everyone, this is the Italian-born Chinese podcast, the only podcast in three languages. Coming to you from Shanghai, I'm your host John. Today is Sunday, August 21st, and this is episode number 7. Wow, a lot has happened this past week, so, you know, let me go into a few announcements. First of all, I am now a member of the Disembodied Voices podcast group, which is an affiliation of podcasters committed to artistic expression of their thoughts, writing, and music through podcast medium. As I say in my post on my website, I'm really honored to be in this group, and I thank Mark for inviting me. Mark has a podcast called Getting a Leg Up, which I featured in a past episode, and I just listened to the last Getting a Leg Up. I think it's number 46, and he was presenting Disembodied Voices and talking about the members. Thank you again, Mark, for the kind words. And he mentioned that Asian people are not comfortable talking about their feelings, which is very true. And in fact, it's one of the reasons Becky is reluctant to talk on the show. In fact, for example, a Chinese mother would talk to her own daughter and say, "I love my daughter so much," you know, in the middle of the conversation. But she would never or rarely directly say, "I love you," to their own daughters. And that's just the Chinese culture, you know. And even though my parents are both from Taiwan, when it comes to my feelings to my wife, I seem to have no boundaries. So, you know, it's just natural for me to talk about her. And, you know, she's my biggest passion. So I hope you're not too grossed out by me. Anyway, if you've never heard of Disembodied Voices, head over to dvoices.blogspot.com. And if you are coming from Disembodied Voices website and you're listening to my podcast for the first time, welcome! 欢迎光临, as they say in Taiwan or China. Let me introduce myself very briefly. I was born in Milano, Italy, from Taiwanese parents. I'm married to a beautiful Taiwanese South African girl, and we are living and working in Shanghai, China. Now, this podcast consists of four segments. The first one, I will feature a podcast, you know, one podcast for each episode taken from my favorite podcast. And then I will play some Podsafe music. And then I will tell you the love story between me and my wife. And in closing, I will tell you a story about Shanghai or China, you know, about my experiences here in China. Each episode is about 20 minutes long, and I record a new podcast every weekend. In fact, today is Sunday. So this is my podcast. What else happened? Oh, I want to say hi to my aunt in Italy, my aunt Elena. Ciao zia Elena, grazie tante per le parole incoraggianti. Continua ad ascoltarmi, il bello del podcast è che puoi ascoltarmi quando vuoi, puoi mettermi in pausa, saltare avanti o indietro, è meglio della radio. E allo zio Decio e Thomas, abbiate pazienza e per favore traducete almeno parte del mio podcast. Grazie tante. What else? So my brother-in-law is here, and I wanted to say hi to JC, although I really like Bright more. Bright is such a special name, you know. I don't know why he wants to be called JC. It's so boring. Plus, you know, I can pronounce it in Italian, which is Brite. I also found out that my own brother is listening, although he never replies to my email. Hey, you qua! So che leggi le mie email, qualche volta rispondimi, ok? Grazie. Okay, enough about personal matters. Let's get started with this show. So I was checking my podcasts. The subscriptions, and can you believe that I have 40 podcasts? You know, I am subscribed to 40 podcasts. You know, many of them are not regular shows, but at least 30 of them publish 1 to 3 shows a week, and I still haven't calculated how many hours that is, but it's a lot, you know. I'm actually behind on some of them and still haven't caught up since I came back from Malaysia. However, one that I am never behind on is the Cinecast. Cinecast is a bi-weekly film podcast from Chicago with Aaron Campanier and Sam Holgren. They start the podcast with a review of a new movie, and you know, these guys are very, very articulate in their views.
From Chicago, this is Cinecast. I'm Sam Holgren.
And I'm Adam Kempinar. On today's show, Mama's Dead, It's Time to Find the Killer, our review of director John Singleton's Four Brothers, plus listener feedback, Massacre Theater, and music from Messenger Records artist Ann McHugh. Stay with us.
Their opinions are very well thought out, and they will always explain the reason why they liked or did not like a certain movie or performance. So you may not agree with all their opinions, but you always understand why, where they come from. In fact, although the majority of times they agree with each other, you know, sometimes they have completely opposite reviews about a certain movie, and that is when I'm the most interested. You know, and let's see.
I wish everyone could see the look on Adam Governor's face right now.
The blood is just draining from my body. I'm absolutely floored and that I think you actually like this film in any way, shape, or form.
So after the review, they also have a section of listener feedback, overlooked DVD picks, and the Massacre Theater, which is where they act out a scene from a movie. You know, in the words, they massacre the scene and let listeners guess from which movie the scene is.
And action.
Are you going to arrest me or talk me to death?
My country needs justice. Proper justice. Gunning men down in the street only feeds the violence. They need to be brought to trial, dealt with properly. Then people will respect the law when they see it works.
So you are going to talk me to death?
You walk out and deal justice. You're what I wish I could be. The policeman who kills you, his family will have all they want.
Then I hope the one who gets me has got lots of kids.
And scene.
Scene.
There you have it. If you know what film Sam and I just massacred, send an email by Sunday, August 20th to cinecast@cinecastshow.com. The winner will be selected randomly from all the correct entries and announced on next Tuesday's show, and of course will win the DVD of their choice,
yes,
courtesy of chicagomixer.com.
And in closing, they list the top 5 movie in a certain category. For example, movies about marriage or about revenge. You know, every week is a different category. And this is where they get to discuss about older movies, classics, or just talk about more about directors or actors. So if you're at all into movies, and you know, who isn't, go over to cinecastshow.com. Check out the many resources in their website and start listening to their podcast. As always, Rob Coslow is a perfect companion to another episode of the Thai's love story. Last time I told you about our time in Taiwan, and today I'm going to talk about our first year in UK. So in September 1999, Becky went to Birmingham to start her master's degree in education. The week after, I went to UK myself, specifically in Hull, which is spelled H-U-L-L, but it's pronounced Hall. You know, don't ask me why, you know. For example, there is a city in the UK called Derby, which is spelled D-E-R-B-Y, but the Brits pronounce it Derby. Oh, sorry, the Brits pronounce it Derby. Bah, I don't know why. Anyway, I went to Hall to study my undergrad degree in computer science. I got there on Friday, and spent a fortune calling Becky on the public phone. You know, by the time I didn't have a cell phone, or we didn't have a landline in the dorm room. So by then we hadn't seen each other for about 3 months. So I really wanted to see her. And so the next morning I just took the train and went to see her in Birmingham. It took about 5 hours, and 5 hours from my dorm in Hull to Becky's dorm in Birmingham, because there were no direct trains, so I had to wait like 30 to 40 minutes in Doncaster to change train, and then change again in Birmingham City, and then walk a bit. So by the time I got there, it was almost dark, and I was obviously very, very happy to see her, and as at the same time, I was so overwhelmed by the new environment. So, it was my first time in England, and it was just overwhelming. But we had a lot of fun just being together and exploring her campus in Birmingham, and getting to know her flatmates as well. So the following day, which was a Sunday, I had to go back. Because Monday was the introduction day at university, so I had to be back by Sunday evening. And I was obviously very sad and just kept thinking of her on the way back. Well, as we say in Italy, I had my mind in the clouds. C'avevo la testa tra le nuvole. In fact, I took the wrong train. Not only did I take the wrong train, I took the opposite train. I was supposed to go north from Birmingham, towards York. But I took the train going south to Bristol, and I only found out when the train stopped in Bristol. And by that time, it was already very, very late, and there were no more trains, nor buses. So I was in Bristol alone, and I had two choices. First one was get a room and wait for the morning train. Second one was go back to Birmingham by taxi, which was very, very expensive. Guess what I did? I don't have to tell you, I went back to Birmingham and was very glad to see Becky just for a little while longer. On Monday morning then, I woke up very early and took the train back to Hull, and didn't even go home. I just went straight to university. I was not late, by the way. So that was my first weekend in UK, and actually I spent every single weekend in Birmingham. Yes, every Friday afternoon I would take the train, get there in the evening, spend the Saturday and Sunday in Birmingham, and get back to Hull on Sunday afternoon. Every single weekend. In fact, my flatmates must have thought I was a very weird guy, because they would never see me, and they would never see me during the weekends. It's a pity that I didn't get to know them better. They are very nice people. And by the way, Amanda, JJ, Nico, if you're listening to my podcast, shoot me an email or leave a comment on the site. I'd love to hear from you. Amanda already wrote me after the first podcast, so thank you again. But I haven't heard from JJ or Nico. So anyway, this is the introduction to our year in UK. And next time, I will tell you more about the wonderful time we had in UK. Now it's time for some Podsafe music. The music from last show seemed to be very well received. So today I'm going to play another song with a female voice. And today's female voice is Adrina Thorpe, singer, songwriter, and pianist. On her debut album called Elusive, delicate piano melodies and lush vocals weave in and out of each other, drifting amid the punchy bass and drum lines, like purple thin china or like sunrise on the gray ocean waves. Adrina's melodies captivate listeners with their distinct beauty. Well, I'm sure you will like it. So this is Adrina Thorpe, Did You Think? Breathe.
Did you think that my love was so cold that I'd just run away if you get a little old? Did you think I don't see that you've given all to me? No, life would never be quite as warm without you right beside me. Did you think that my love was so blind to your flaws, to your fears, everything you try to hide? Don't you know I don't care? You're worth so much more to me. I love you as you are. I don't ever want to be set free.
Today, I'm going to talk about Shanghai women. I can already see my bachelor friends in Italy salivating about the topic. Paolo, asciugati la saliva! Well, sorry to disappoint you guys, I'm not gonna talk about Shanghai women's look. You know, my wife is the most beautiful girl, so I don't even look at anyone else. What I wanna talk about now is their social status. Now, the first time I was here in Shanghai, I kept hearing stories about Shanghai women being treated with reverence. Here are a few examples. Becky was once on a Chinese airplane and saw an old couple with a little baby. The odd part was that the father was always holding the baby, feeding the baby, and changing the baby, while the mother was sitting there doing nothing. In Shanghai, the husband usually lives with the woman's side of the family. In fact, we know a couple who live with the woman's parents and her mother's parents. So, you know, there are three generations, all on the woman's side. Not only that, but usually the woman's father is cooking meals and the husband does the dishes. I mean, this is just an example, but I think in generally Shanghai women are highly regarded here. On the other hand, Shanghai men are very good at taking care of the house. But I think it's just a cultural thing here, you know. And plus, it's just Shanghai. As I said before, Shanghai is it's very different from the rest of China. So I think they're very proud of this very modern, very different city. And, you know, I'm happy to be here in Shanghai. Anyway, that was a very short story for this time. Before I close, let me remind you that if you are a regular listener of this podcast and you don't mind me publishing a photo of you, please send me an email at ibccast@gmail.com and attach a portrait of yourself. You know, I will publish a thumbnail photo of my listeners so that everybody knows who is listening. I mean, they can see who is listening. Alright, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's now 10:45 in the evening, so I'm going to sleep very soon. As always, please visit my website, thetithes.net, for show notes and links to other podcasts and music that I play tonight. And also check out who is listening. You also find the archives for the old shows. Feedback is very, very appreciated. So if you can leave a comment on the site, or, you know, you can send me an email, ibccast@gmail.com. The music provided tonight from Posse Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. I'm gonna close the show with the most played song on PodSafe Music Podcast. Oh yes, this is from Brother Love, and it's called, the song is called Summertime, which is I think it's very adept for this time. It's really, really hot in Shanghai. Anyway, thanks for listening. Ciao, 再见.